Saturday, March 3rd, and time to drop into the Sportsman's Club for another of the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. Yes, every Saturday morning is yarn spinning time down at the Sportsman's Club, where the fans gather as guests of the Dean of the American Sports Writers, Grantland Rice. Granny Rice has covered all the big sporting events of the past 30 years and has made a hobby, too, of collecting good stories about sports. You're all invited along now as we meet the fans and Grantland Rice.
You're entering the club billiard tournament, aren't you, Joe?
Oh, I guess I might as well. I'll last through the first round anyway.
Well, I'm going to do better this year. I've been practicing a lot. Working on a shot I saw Willie Hoppy make.
Yeah? Maybe you'll last until the second round then. Hey, Grant Rice is here. Let's latch on.
He's a good sport if you ask me, Grant.
Oh, who's that, George?
Oh, hello, Gus. We're talking about the Vanishing Swede.
Vanishing Swede, did you say?
Yeah. Gunder Hag, the Swedish distance runner.
Oh, did he finally show up?
Well, tell him, Grant.
We were talking about Gunder Hag running at the Garden tonight, fellas. He's going up against Jim Rafferty in the mile. And considering that he just stepped off a freighter after a 3 weeks ocean voyage, well, that's quite a trick.
How do you mean, Grant?
Well, Hag hasn't had much chance to work out. What's more, he'll be working indoors on a board track. His legs shouldn't be in first-class shape, but still he's going through with this race against Rafferty.
Say, he's got a lot of handicaps.
Yeah.
You think he can beat Rafferty, Grant?
Well, I won't give you my opinion. I'll give you Hag's opinion.
Oh, I guess he says he can take Rafferty.
No, Bill, he says just the opposite. He says Rafferty ought to take him.
You mean he's conceding the race?
Oh, no, I don't think he's alibying. He just believes that Rafferty is in better shape. When I know we can expect Hag to put up the best fight possible.
See, I'd like to get over to the Garden and see that.
Yeah, me too.
Not
yeah.
many sports shows to see these days.
No, they're not. But this is a pretty good weekend for sports at that. Besides the IC4A meet at the Garden, there's a bang-up basketball game at Annapolis. Army and Navy, with just one defeat each, are tangling. And you know, an Army-Navy game in any sport is always a great show.
Right. Oh, and speaking of good shows, Grant, how about a good sports story?
Yeah, about time for that.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can fill that order, man. Let's move into the lounge and listen to a baseball yarn.
All right.
Okay with me.
Well, this is a story about two heroes who never got a hand from the crowd. The story of Willie Prochesky, the best mascot a team ever had, and Clarence O. Smith, his understudy. Frederick Hazlitt Brennan wrote it for Collier's, and he called it Little McGraw.
I guess I am Willie Prochesky's best friend, and I will tell you about his career. The fans think a mascot is just a bat boy. They never give a mascot enough credit. I know how it is because I am studying to be a mascot myself. Willie Prochesky is teaching me. You know what the players on a team call Willie?
Hey, McGraw, you got that bat warmed up for me?
It's all ready for you, Dutch.
Hey, where's my chewing tobacco, McGraw?
I got it right here in my pocket,
McGraw,
Pete.
Where's my sunglasses? Hey, McGraw.
They call him Little McGraw. That's no lie, either. And when a big league team calls you Little McGraw, that means you got the stuff. Fans should not pay so much attention to the newspapers.
Newspapers, huh? They pan you one day and they pat you on the back the next day. And both days, they're wrong.
That's what Willie Prochesky says. Willie ought to know, too. Look at the way the newspapers treated him the time he got kidnapped. It was a big hurrah on account of Willie being so famous. But a lot of sports writers that Willie thought were his buddies didn't give him a break. About the only one who got it right was Mr. Stockton in a Post, and he said, no matter what happened, Willie Prochesky deserves his title of Little McGraw. His was an epic adventure of the spirit. I will tell you all about the kidnapping later, but first I will tell you how Willie and I got acquainted. Since I was 13 years old, I have had the ambition to be a mascot. The ladies at the orphans' home where I live did not take this so big, not knowing much about the game. Personally, I went every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon after school because Mr. Hambridge, he owns the team, passed a rule that school kids could get in free if they were of good moral character and join the cheering gang. But it took me almost 2 years to get up courage to try to make friends with Willie Prochesky.
You do not get nothing in this life unless you step up to the plate and swing.
That's what Willie Prochesky says. I have been watching Willie as good as I could from the left field stands where they put the cheering gang, but one day, I made up my mind it was now or never. So, I sneaked under the stands during the last of the ninth and hung around a dugout entrance. Pretty soon, Willie hobbled out. He was lugging a big bunch of bats. Hey, Dutch. Good going in there today, Dutch.
Thanks, McGraw.
I said you'd beat the Giants today, didn't I, Dutch?
You sure did. You sure called it, McGraw.
Gee, I took it big. Gee, Dutch Heiser. I stepped up and spoke straight to Willie Pachesky himself. Do you need any help with those bats?
What? No, Redhead. When I need help, I'll ask for it.
I guess that was the wrong crack for me to make. You see, Willie had a crippled foot and was small for his age, and I guess he thought I was trying to make out he couldn't lug the bats. So I ran after him. Yeah, Mr. Pachesky.
Yeah?
Mr. Pachesky, I don't want to bother you or anything, but I got an ambition to be a famous mascot like you are. How does a kid get to be a mascot, Mr. Pachesky?
What's your name, kid?
Clarence O'Smith.
Oh, Smith, what kind of a name is that?
That's what they christened me at the city hospital when I was 1 week old. Only they just call me Smith. I'm an orphan. I live at the home.
Yeah?
Yeah, I made it O'Smith myself on account of I am redheaded and Irish, and I wanted an Irish name.
The Irish are a good race.
Yes, sir, they sure are.
But the Poles are smarter.
Well, Mr. Pachesky, I will admit that you are smarter than me. That's why I want to learn from you how to be a mascot.
Well, I guess you ain't so dumb at that.
No, sir.
Are your eyes crossed naturally?
Oh, yes, sir. And they're even worse when I take my glasses off. See?
Well, that's good for a mascot. Are you lucky?
Gee, yeah, Mr. Pachesky. Just last week, I fell out of a second-story window, but they was letting the awning down, and I fell into that.
Is that right?
Hey, McGraw, what's holding you up?
Okay, Pete, I'm coming. That's, Pete Screwball McGeaney.
Gee, Pete Screwball McGeaney.
Well, so long, kid.
Hey, but Mr. Pachesky, how about learning to be a mascot?
Well, see me some other time, kid.
Willie Pachesky limped into the dressing room, and then a cop come along and chased me. I felt like bawling. I was so disappointed, but I wasn't giving up that easy. I waited outside the gate where the players come out.
Hey, Clarence, where you been? We've been waiting for you.
Oh, hello, Sam. I'm not going right away.
Yeah? Look, we're late for supper right now. You'll catch it if you don't come with us now.
I can't. I can't come now. I gotta wait for Willie Pachesky.
Hey, come on, Sam, we're late. Okay, but I'm coming. You'll catch it when you get home, Clarence. You wait and see. Willie Pachesky isn't going to teach you to be a mascot.
Sam Stallone and Bud Heinschmidt, two kids from the orphan home. They thought I was crazy to wait around for Willie Pachesky and risk getting into trouble at the home. But I figured I had gone too far to turn back now. And so I stuck around. And finally, I saw Willie come limping out of the gate. He wasn't dressed very rich for a famous mascot. Mr. Pachesky?
Yeah? Well, kid, you still hanging around?
You told me to see you later, Mr. Pachesky. You said, see me some other time. What other time could I see you, Mr. Pachesky?
Oh, kid, you must be lucky. I ain't come out of this gate since Hubble shut us out. How'd you figure it?
I told you I was lucky, Mr. Pachesky. Say, how about teaching me to be a mascot? You're the best mascot in the USA, and I want to learn from you.
You don't want to be a mascot. You just want to be able to brag about how you know all the players.
No, Mr. Pachesky, that ain't it honest. You wouldn't even have to introduce me to a single player. I just want to learn mascotting. That's my ambition.
No, I got too much on my mind right now to bother with goofy kids. We ain't past the Pirates yet like I had it figured. Lawton's in a slump and Big Swede's got family trouble.
Gee, Mr. Pachesky, I'd work like anything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I like to see a kid with ambition, but being a mascot is more than just packing bats. You've got to have fight. You've got to love baseball and love the team.
I got fight, Mr. Pachesky.
No, you better change your ambition, Redhead. Try being a player. The mascot profession is overcrowded.
Hey, ain't you the fellow that's the mascot?
Sure, that's the kid, Joe.
Oh, yeah? Well, then how about giving us a ball, huh?
Well, I don't happen to have no ball. Anyways, even...
Hey, listen, you guys. This here happens to be Willie Pachesky, the famous mascot.
Yeah? Well, then how about giving us that ball?
I ain't got a ball.
Then go back in the clubhouse and get us
one. Don't pay no attention to them, Mr. Pachesky.
Listen, Four Eyes, who asked you for any advice?
Hey.
All right, you crippled runt, go get us that ball.
You can't talk that way to Mr. Pachesky in front of me.
Why, you little squirt, I'll kick you all over the block.
Hey, you.
Go on, you little
rat.
Come on,
Well, Redhead, I've got to hand it to you. You got fight, all right. I noticed you picked the biggest guy. It's a wonder you didn't get those glasses off, but...
Oh, I told you I was lucky.
You're all right, kid.
Thanks, Mr. Pachinko.
I tell you what I'm going to do. You come around Saturday morning. I'll get you onto the field for batting practice.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Pachinko.
It was sure a break for me helping Willie Pachinko in that fight with the tough guys. Willie took it big. Well, Saturday morning, I show up at the ballpark, and Willie kept his word. First thing, he introduces me to Mr. Gilligan, the manager.
Well, glad to know you, Smith. What is this, McGraw? You training an understudy?
Well, I don't know yet, Mr. Gilligan. It's a tight race, and I might get sick or something. This kid here, O. Smith, is lucky. I'll say that much for him.
Well, O. Smith, if you ever get to know as much about baseball as Willie here, you'll be real, real lucky.
Yes, sir, Mr. Gilligan.
Well, come on, O. Smith. I'll show you around.
Gee, I took it big. I was right up close to Big Swede and Bromkovic, Springate and Dutch Heiser, Pete Schoolball McGee, and all of them. Their faces sure look different up close. Willie introduced me all around.
Screwball, wait a minute.
Yeah, McGraw, what's on your mind?
Screwball, I want you to meet Clarence O. Smith. O. Smith, this is Pete Screwball McGeaney.
Gee, hello, Mr. McGeaney.
Oh, a redhead. Sure he ain't a jinx, McGraw?
No, he's lucky, Screwball. I'll stake my reputation on that.
Well, if you say so, McGraw. See you around, redhead.
I was taken up big. I followed Willie around, picking up what I could about the mascot profession. Willie was kept awfully busy keeping the bat straight. Each player had a pet bat, and sometimes two or three pet bats. And Willie knew every one by heart. I got to thinking, gee, this ain't so hard. All you gotta do is learn the bats by heart. But Willie must have read my mind.
I guess you think it's simple, O. Smith.
Oh, no, I don't, Mr. Pachinko.
What bat does Rocky Stem use against Johnny Mine?
I don't know.
How do we lick the jinx Guy Bush has on Springgate?
I don't know, Mr. Pachinko.
How do I talk it up to Lefty Hannigan when he's wild?
Gee, I don't know.
All right. Who was the greatest baseball man that ever lived? Do you know that?
John McGraw.
Yes, and why was he great, O. Smith?
I don't know exactly.
Well, then get this, O. Smith. McGraw had fight. That's what makes or breaks a ball club, fight. Now look, do you see Lawton over there?
Yes, sir.
Lawton's in a slump. He can't get sore. It don't mean enough to him. He's a college guy and don't believe in scrapping. He don't believe in hunches or jinxes. He's hitting 226 and the boss is going to bench him. Get it?
Yes, sir. Gee, Spring 8 sure going good, isn't he, Mr. Pachinko? He's hitting 367.
Cut it out.
Did I say something wrong, Mr. Pachinko?
Don't you know better than to mention a player's batting average? Do you want to put a jinx on him?
I'm sorry, Mr. Pachinko.
Oh, you got a lot to learn, O. Smith. A lot to learn.
I sure felt dumb. Willie was sure smart, but he didn't hold nothing against me. After the practice, he let me help him roll up the bats and dump the balls into the satchel.
Mallow Smith, you got by with the team all right. You kept your mouth shut and didn't bother nobody. I can tell you're not a barber.
Yeah? What's a barber, Mr. Pachinko?
A barber's a guy that's always shooting off his mouth in the dugout.
Oh, I'll keep my mouth shut. Do you think I got the makings of a mascot?
Well, I don't know yet, O. Smith. You got fight and you're lucky, but can you take it? Suppose you get to be a mascot. Could you stand the worry of a losing streak or clubhouse trouble?
I could take it.
Well, even then you might not make a big league mascot.
No.
You gotta love and eat and think baseball and nothing else.
Well, I should try to.
I like you, O. Smith. I like the way you handle yourself. I'm going to ask the boss to let you watch me work. He'll get you a ticket for a box seat right over the dugout.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mr. Pachinko.
That's all right, O. Smith. Come on, we'll see the boss now.
Gee, I took it big. It certainly burned up Sam Stallone and Bud Heinschmidt and the other kids at the orphan's home when I told them I was studying to be a mascot under Willie Pachinko. They wouldn't believe Mr. Gilligan, the manager, was going to put me in a first row of a box right over the dugout. But he did. And I could see right off why Willie was such a good mascot. He took it awful serious. Even more serious than the team did. Once, Lefty Hannigan got wild, and it looked like they would have to take him out.
But Willie talked it up, and pretty soon Mr. Hennigan settled down and pitched himself right out of that hole. Then, with two men on, Springate came up to the plate swinging three bats. Willie came running up with another bat wrapped in an old shirt. He made Springate take that bat instead of the others. Springate finally did, and tripled to left, bringing in the winning runs. Don't tell me Willie Pacheski didn't win that game. I waited for Willie outside the gate. Hey, Mr. Pacheski!
Yeah? Oh, hello. Hello, Smith.
Gee, Mr. Pacheski, I followed every play. I saw how you pulled Lefty Hannigan out of that hole and how you gave the lucky bat to Springate.
Yeah?
And how you were giving Larry Fresh the bad eye. You sure fixed him, Mr. Pacheski.
Skip it, Smith.
Oh. Oh, sure. Is something wrong? You seem awfully mournful, Mr. Pacheski.
I'm worried, Smith. Terrible worried.
But we won today.
Oh, Smith, you might as well know. They've just took Mr. Gilligan to the hospital.
To the hospital?
He's got appendicitis.
Gee, the appendicitis.
Yeah. And Jack Sutcliffe's acting manager.
Well, anyway, Mr. Pacheski, we're in first place. Not meaning it ain't too bad about Mr. Gilligan getting the appendicitis.
I'm afraid we won't be in first place long, Smith. Not with Mr. Gilligan out of there. We got trouble. Clubhouse trouble.
Don't the team like Mr. Sutcliffe?
Well, they like him okay as field captain, but not as manager. Trouble is, Mr. Sutcliffe thinks he's all the judges on the Supreme Court, and Connie Mack besides. He's a college guy. I look for trouble. Cubs will probably pass us.
Maybe they won't, Mr. Pacheski.
I'm afraid we're going to start fighting amongst ourselves. That's what I'm afraid of. We can win the pennant if we don't go fighting amongst ourselves.
Gee, is it that bad?
This is a big crisis in my career, Smith. I never had such a big responsibility. I gotta think.
Gee, you hadn't ought to think so hard, Mr. Pacheski. You might get a nervous breakdown or something.
Oh, Smith, you gotta love baseball to be a good mascot.
Yes, sir.
You gotta love your team. You gotta hate every other team in the league, except the Phillies. That's Fido, Smith.
Sure.
I like them guys, but if they go to fighting each other, I gotta stop it. I got to.
What'll we do, Mr. Pacheski? Let me help you.
I'll think of something. Well, I gotta be going.
Wait a minute, Mr. Pacheski.
Yeah, what is it, Smith?
Just tell me one thing, you know, because I'm studying the profession. What did you tell Springate to make him use that hot bat, the one you had wrapped in the old shirt? What did you tell him, Mr. Pacheski?
Oh, that? Well, I just told him I'd put the evil eye on French if he used that bat.
Yeah?
That made him laugh because he don't believe in evil eyes. So he relaxed and caught the next pitch on the nose for three bases. Get it?
Yeah, gee.
Well, I'll see you later, Roosevelt.
So long, Mr. Pacheski. Little McGraw, what I mean. He sure knew his stuff. I didn't believe what Willie said about the team fighting themselves at first, but it turned out just like he said it would. They went on a road and started losing. Mrs. Stockton wrote it up in the Post that there was clubhouse trouble. They came back home tied for second with the Cubs two games ahead in first place. I was outside the home with Sam Stallone and Bud Heinschmidt scrubbing the steps the morning the team got home.
What's the matter with your ball club, O. Smith?
Yeah, your friend Willie Pacheski ain't so hot after all.
How about it, O. Smith? How about it?
It's just a little slump. Yeah. Don't you worry. Willie will pull him out.
Oh, yeah? Well, it says in the paper the club is falling apart.
You believe them sports writers? You believe them guys?
Well, I guess they know more about it than you do.
They don't know more than Willie Pacheski.
Who's Willie Pacheski? Who's he anyway?
He's just a bat boy. That's all he is, a bat boy.
Oh, yeah? You ought to be just half as smart as Willie, that's all.
Hey, who's this kid coming up the steps?
Huh? Where? Oh, it's Willie Pacheski.
Hello, Smith. I got to talk to you. Is there some place where we can talk private?
Sure. Gee, sure, Mr. Pacheski. But, I'd like you to meet two friends of mine. This here is Buddy Heinschmidt.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Pacheski.
Oh, hello, Heinschmidt.
And this here is Sam Stallone.
Hello, Mr. Pacheski.
Hi, Stallone. Now, Smith, where can we talk private?
Just follow me, Mr. Pacheski. I know just the place.
Goodbye, Mr. Pacheski.
Thanks very much, Mr. Pacheski.
And here's the garden, Mr. Pacheski. We could talk in
here. This will be okay, Smith.
Gee, you look kind of tired and skinny, Mr. Pacheski.
I ain't been sleeping well. Oh, Smith, you said you'd help me if I needed you. Are you still game?
Well, sure, Mr. Pacheski.
Things are in a mess. Amkovic ain't speaking to Hannigan. Springate took a poke at Sutcliffe in Boston. Pete Screwball McGee and he's been saying out past curfew. The whole club shot with fighting and bad blood.
Jiminy, what are you going to do, Mr. Prochesky?
Well, Smith, we start a 5-game series with the Cubs tomorrow. It's them or us for first place. I got to do something drastic.
Yeah? Gee, what are you going to do, Mr. Prochesky?
I'm going to get myself kidnapped.
You're going to... Holy gee, Mr. Prochesky, who's going to kidnap you?
It's a plot, Smith. I'm not going to be kidnapped, really. I'm just going to lay low for the 5 days and make out like Chicago gamblers or maybe two or three of the club players snatch me. You get it?
Well, no, I don't.
Don't you see, our club will get sore at the Cubs for snatching me. They'll forget about scrapping with each other and go to fighting the Cubs.
Jiminy, what an idea.
But you got to help me, Smith. You got to find me a place to hide.
Me, Mr. Prochesky?
It's going to be tough laying low for 5 days. I got to have grub and the sports pages. Do you know a good place?
Well, yeah, I guess so. But I'm scared, Mr. Prochesky.
Scared? You can't take it. You don't love the team.
Oh, yeah, I do. I'll find you a place. I'll find you a place to hide, Mr. Prochesky. I didn't take it so big. But Willie Prochesky talked to me cold turkey. He said he didn't aim to be a mascot all his life. He said Mr. Gilligan would promote him to be fourth assistant trainer someday, and then I could be mascot. So I said I'd hide him. I showed him the attic and the old carriage house, but he said they were too risky. Somebody might find him. Finally, I showed him an old root cellar back at the end of the yard. It was cold and had water in it and snakes maybe for all I know, but... Well, he said it was okay.
This'll do, Smith. You can sneak up the alley here with the grub and the sports pages every night. Nobody will be the wiser.
It ain't very comfortable, Mr. Prochesky.
I ain't looking for comfort.
But how'll the team know you're kidnapped?
I got that fixed. I got a friend of mine to throw my mascot's cap out of a car when the players are coming out. There'll be a note in it mentioning two or three of the club players as being responsible for the snatch. And you'll be mascot while I'm gone, you get it?
Yeah. Gee, it's a swell plot.
Well, you better scram now, Old Smith. Don't forget the sport pages.
Okay.
Oh, and wait, hold it. We'll need a password, so I'll know it's you coming into the cellar.
What'll the password be, Mr. Prochesky?
John McGraw.
John McGraw.
Snatch mascot, Willie Prochesky kidnapped. Cub players suspected. 4-3-1-3, mascot kidnapped.
Hey, kid.
Yes, sir?
Stockton of the Post. You're a friend of Willie Prochesky, Little McGraw.
Oh, yes, sir. I know him good.
What do you know about this snatch?
I don't know anything, Mr. Stockton. I don't know a thing.
Hey, you redhead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Gilligan.
There's something fishy about this. Where's Willie? Where's Little McGraw?
Gee, I don't know, Mr. Gilligan.
You're not telling the truth, kid.
No, sir, I'm just doing what Willie said. I mean, I'm just doing the best I can, Mr. Gilligan.
Come on, kid, spill it.
I don't know, Mr. Heisman.
When did you last see Willie? Tell us that.
I ain't seen him, Mr. Brumkovich. John McGraw.
That you, Old Smith?
Yes, Mr. Prochesky. Oh, gee, Mr. Prochesky, I've been having a terrible time. Mr. Gilligan and the players and the sports writers, they all been asking me questions.
Bring the grub?
Two ham sandwiches and a chocolate bar and some milk. Gee, Mr. Prochesky.
Where are the sport pages?
Here. But you can't read them in the dark.
I got matches. Here, you light them while I read.
Okay, Mr. Prochesky.
We lose 7-4.
Sure, Mr. Prochesky. You see, it's no use.
Wait a minute. What does it say here? Brumkovich socked Gabby Hartnett.
Sure, Mr. Prochesky, but you can't stay down here. It ain't right.
It says here Pete Screwball McGee and he tried to bean Jurgis.
Oh, sure, Mr. Prochesky, and he tried to bean Charlie Grimm, too. But they lost. It's no use, this kidnapping. You can't stay down here in this cellar. You'll get the pneumonia. You're
Hold
bound
it,
to...
Smith. The team's fighting the Cubs. That's what I've been waiting to hear. They're sore. Sure, we lose today, but we'll win tomorrow. That's the stuff I want to see, Smith.
Mr. Prochaska, you'll get the pneumonia.
No, no, I won't. I gotta stick it out, O. Smith. I got to.
Please, Mr. Prochaska, come back to the club.
Not yet. It ain't time. Here, O. Smith, rub my back, will you? I got a kind of a pain.
Sure. This is where it hurts.
Yeah. Right there.
Oh, gee, Mr. Prochaska. I wasn't taking it so big. I was worried. Willie Prochaska looked awful bad to me. Finally, I couldn't stand it no longer. I went to the head lady there at the orphan's home and told her the whole thing. Her eyes got real wide and she ran to the phone and called Mr. Gilligan. First thing you know, Willie Prochaska was in the hospital. All the players came and waited outside his room. I was there, too, and Mr. Gilligan, the manager, was walking up and down.
Well, you mugs, I hope you're satisfied. See what you've done to this kid, the little McGraw? Well, he's got more guts in his little finger than the whole lot of you.
Oh, we know that, Gilligan. We know it now.
Yeah. Yeah, the poor kid. Listen, little McGraw's got pneumonia. You get that? Pneumonia. He did all this to try to get you mugs together. Sure, it was a goofy stunt, but it came from the heart, see?
Gilligan, we know that.
All right, then. How about a little handshaking up and down the line? How about making up for little McGraw in there?
Suits me.
Okay, I'm with...
That's it. That's a ticket. Hey, hold it, you guys. It's the doc. Hey, doc, how's the kid? How's little McGraw?
Well, the boy's going to be all right, Mr. Gilligan. But I don't mind telling you, it was a close call. A very close call.
Gee, thanks, Doc.
That's fine news.
He keeps asking for someone.
Probably me, Doc?
No, which one of you gentlemen is Mr. O. Smith?
Oh, we don't have any O. Smith.
I'm Clarence O. Smith, doctor.
You, son? Well, he wants to see you. Come with me.
Yes, sir, doctor.
I can just stay a moment, son. Don't tire him out.
No, sir, doctor. Hello? Hello, Mr. Prochaska.
Hello, O. Smith.
Gee, Mr. Prochaska, the doc says you're going to be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, sure I will, but that ain't worrying me, O. Smith. I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Prochaska.
I got good news for you, O. Smith. Mr. Gilligan, just give me the word. He's promoting me to fourth assistant trainer.
Gee, Mr. Prochaska.
O. Smith, you've done good. I think you got the stuff. You got the fight. Oh, Smith, I'm making you mascot. Full time.
Gosh, Mr. Prochaska.
Yeah, it's a break for you, O. Smith. And from now on, you can drop that Mr. Prochaska stuff.
I can? Well, gee, Mr. Prochaska.
You can just call me McGraw.
McGraw. Sure, we won a pennant. And boy, gee, I took a big.
Oh, boy, the kid sure had the spirit.
Well, that's it for today, fellas. Frederick has it, Brennan's story of a kid with a crippled leg and a great heart, Little McGraw.
We see you next week, Grant?
Oh, yes.
What kind of a story do you have for us next week, Grant?
Well, I'll be around with a fight story for you. We'll see you then, fellas. So long. So long, Bill.
So long, guys. So long.
This has been a visit to the Sportsman's Club for another of the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. Today's story, Little McGraw, by Frederick Hazlitt Brennan, was dramatized by Gerald Holland. Little McGraw was played by Bobby Reddick, Clarence O. Smith by Arnold Stang. George Crooks was at the organ. Grantland Rice appeared in person. Production, Garnett Garrison. This program came to you from New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.